My dear Catholic friends, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm surprised you don't have that memorized yet, the Athanasian Creed. And neither do I. Well, it's Memorial Day weekend, and we start by remembering he who died in service to secure for us an eternally free country, namely Jesus Christ. It's also Trinity Sunday. We also remember the knowledge of the fullness of God, just as we confessed in the Creed, the Athanasian Creed. Knowledge of God is precious, more precious than silver or gold, more precious even than being a member and a citizen of this great country. What do they say? Knowledge is power. So is knowledge of God, the Holy Trinity, is that power? Yes. Power to save, we confess. Power also to correct false teaching, false doctrine. That's why we have creeds and confess. That's why the Church has not ever proven the Trinity, but it's defended the Trinity as revealed in Scripture through time, through creeds and confessions. And it's also the power to help. Power to help your neighbor believe and understand who Christ is, what he's done. Power to know God rightly so that all can be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's the Trinity. So today, because it's Holy Trinity Sunday, I want us to confirm or correct three, for Holy Trinity, facts from our Gospel today, John chapter 8. I'm going to say three facts. You can either confirm them or correct them. Okay, because you have the knowledge of the Holy Trinity in you. Why are we doing this? So that you'll be better equipped to help your neighbor believe and confess the Trinity too. Are you ready? Number one. At the end of our text today, in John 8, they picked up beer and brats to throw at Jesus. Is that right? Beer and brats. Memorial Day weekend, they picked up beer and brats, they threw them at Jesus. No. What did they pick up? Stones. Why? Why do they pick up stones to throw at Jesus? Well, if you knew the Old Testament in Leviticus 24, what are you supposed to do to a false prophet? Stone him. Why? Because he'll lead people astray to know God falsely, to know him wrongly. Stone him. That was the rule. That was the law, the national law. We don't hold that law today, do we? God has shown patience in Christ Jesus. God has shown us a new and better way, if you will, in Christ. We don't stone false prophets. And yet, stoning false prophets was the way of the Old Testament. Now, if Jesus would have been stoned, what would we have said? Well, he was a nice man, I guess. He came into the world, he tried, and he confessed something wrongly, unfortunately, and God, the Father, let him die, and that was it. But no, in the text, he hid himself and he got away. He wasn't to die by stone, was he? As a false prophet, he was to die by wood as the Savior. There's a big difference, isn't there? Praise be to God, he died by the wood of the cross rather than the stones as a false prophet. It was an offense. That's why they tried to stone Jesus, because they thought, indeed, that he was what? False and not true in what he claimed. And what is it that Jesus claimed about himself? What is it that he claimed as true, as truth? That he himself is one with God. And they called it blasphemy. But we call it truth because Jesus died and rose and proved himself to be exactly who he said he was and sent his Spirit into our hearts to confirm the truth of that which we believe and teach and confess as the Church, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Second one, are you ready? Confirm or correct? Abraham never saw the day of Jesus and was sad. Abraham never saw the day of Jesus and was sad. Confirm or correct? Correct it, right? It's not true. Just as the Holy Trinity has been revealed to you, so also you know all things in Christ and can correct the text you've heard. Not even right with the text, not even with the words. Abraham saw the day of Jesus and was glad. That's what Jesus confessed, and this is what made the Jews really upset. You, Jesus, you're not yet 50 years old, and yet you've seen Abraham. Abraham saw your day. What does it mean that Abraham saw the day of Jesus? Jesus was not yet walking the earth when Abraham was around, was he? But he was on the earth, I would suggest, as a pre-incarnate form, as God, yes. Abraham knew God. Remember when Abraham saw the three men? Remember what Abraham called those three men? Lord. He called them Lord. Three men, Lord. It was a pre-incarnate, if you will, Lord, you're on earth. He saw the Lord. He saw Jesus' day in that sense. Another way he saw Jesus' day is he saw the promise of the fulfillment of salvation. He saw that promise being fulfilled in God's word through his own offspring. God promised to his offspring, to Isaac and to Jacob and so forth. And he saw his children. He saw the plan of salvation being fulfilled. You will bear a son. He's like, oh, we're getting kind of old. And yet, he did have a son. He saw the promise being fulfilled. I want you to sacrifice your son. Okay. No, not him, not your son, but my son, a substitute. He saw the plan of salvation. And if you see the plan of salvation, who do you really see? You see Jesus. You see his day, if you will. That's the day of Christ, the day of Jesus, to know the salvation of God, which is being fulfilled by the very promise of God. Similarly, in our text today, in the epistle, the reading from Acts, says about David. Did you hear this? For David says, concerning him, I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced, my flesh will also dwell in hope. For you will not abandon my soul to Hades or let your Holy One see corruption. A little bit further on in 31 he says, he foresaw, this is David, David foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of Christ. That's what Peter says in his sermon in Acts chapter 2. But David lived 1,000 years before Jesus. How could he have seen the resurrection of Christ? How could have he seen the Lord? The same way Abraham saw him. The same way you and I see Jesus' day, even now. Did you know that you can see Jesus' day right now? Even though he is no longer doing ministry here on earth in bodily form. He's bodily now, I guess, in the church, yes. But he bodily ascended up into heaven, yet he says, I will be with you always, even to the very end of the age, so he is here. How is it that we see that he is here? By faith in the word. By faith in the promise given to Abraham being fulfilled, and now, even better for us, has been fulfilled in Christ, the one who died and rose and ascended on high. We see Jesus. We see his day. We see it being fulfilled. We see our brothers and sisters in need. So also we see Christ here on earth, even now. We see it by faith. Okay, number 3. Confirm or correct? If anyone keeps Jesus' word, he will never see death. Confirm or correct? Confirm, right? Some things don't need correction. These are Jesus' own words in the text. If anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. What kind of death? Temporal death? No, we're all temporarily die, if you will, right? Why? Because the wages of sin is death, and we all sin. And yet the wages of belief, the reward for our hope and our faith in Christ is eternal life. We will never die eternally if you keep Jesus' words. And that's the great source of comfort and promise. That which made the Jews upset. What? Abraham, he knew the Lord and yet he died. The prophets, they knew the Lord and they died. What are you talking about? You see by faith what Jesus is talking about. Eternal death, eternal life, which he showed by his own temporal death and his own temporal resurrection, that his word is true. If anyone keeps my word, he will have eternal life. He will never see death. That is true. Jesus says, I don't have a demon. They thought, oh, this man has a demon. Now, we know you have a demon because we know Abraham died. We know the prophets died. Yet we keep your word? Jesus said, I don't have a demon. I honor my Father and you dishonor me. Jesus honors his Father. Jesus says, I don't take the glory from, I don't honor and glorify myself. The Father, who is the judge, he seeks it. So we confess today, we honor Jesus, and therefore we honor who? The Father. Because God the Father honors his Son, and if we honor the Son, then we're honoring the same thing God honors. And God raises us up, just like he raises up his Son. Because by the Spirit, we all cry out, Abba, Father. And therefore we are sons of God, like Christ Jesus, through Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus. Knowledge is power. So Jesus, he was rejected in this world for his claim to be one with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He died, and yet not as a false prophet, but as a true prophet by the wood of the cross. The word of the cross, it says in the Bible, is the power to save. Secondly, Abraham saw Jesus' day. He did. He saw it. How? The same way you and I see it. By faith. Third, anyone who keeps Jesus' word will never see death. Say it with me. Anyone who keeps Jesus' word will never see death. That's the truth of the Holy Trinity. That's what we cling to. We cling to Jesus' words and everything he taught about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the result, the goal, our salvation. Share it with others. Let them know the truth of the Trinity, because it's for all. Jesus didn't come just for a few. He came for the whole world. Share this truth. Cling to this truth. Tell others, if you keep Jesus' words, you will never see death. Eternal death. And eternal life is now ours in Christ. Praise be to God. Amen. And now the peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.